much better passing hand skill level than maybe Malcolm was. So different players, mm-hmm. different players. And then also we got Thomas Barreto. He reminds me of Reed a little bit. Big, strong winger, you know, power forward who's got good speed. Most of the freshmen just have to learn how to use their speed. They want to get to the offensive blue line and then they slow down or quit skating and think, okay, I've got it now. That's when you actually have to, you know, actually, if you can, pick it up or change your speed or drive, you know, the puck deep. So that's something we have to continue to work on. But I really like the makeup of this team. We really like this team. You know, it's just a matter of when the team comes together, you know, and you know, these first few games are going to give us an idea where we're at, but it's going to take a while before, you know, we start meshing and come together. You just can't go from playing last March to all of a sudden, bang, playing your first game. And, you know, here we are in October, and it's been a long time, and expect everything to be in mid-season form. So we're going to have some bumps, and we're going to have some adversity, but I really like this team going forward.
Goaltending?
I wasn't avoiding that, Derek. We could have talked about that right off the start. But, you know, any one of them can play. That's the beauty. And the hard part in picking a starting goalie is everything's judged on practice. And practice and games are so different. You know, in practice, you get a lot of shots that you won't see in a game, you know, whether warm-up shots or one-on-ones or we do some two, you know. Those aren't realistic. You're not going to see those in a game. That's why this week we'll do a few more smaller game drills where there's more similar to a game situation where there's some competition and quick shots, but not this just come down the length of the ice and blast it at the goalie. So any one of them can play. And the hard part is, like I said, just not having any sample size, even with the returning guys, to really say, well, he's played 20 games and was 19-1 or 0-19 or whatever. So we're just going off practice, what we see every day. We talk about it every day. Who looked good today? What did you like? What didn't you like? Where are they? And so on and so forth. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if you had to ask me today who is starting in goal this weekend, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you right now. The competition's been really good, and it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be close. I mean, we might have to just go with experience versus a young guy and see how they do. I don't know. Or we just throw a young guy because we don't know what we have in him mm-hmm. and see how he does. So, you know, I need a little bit of help from the audience out there. So. but no, anyway, Joe Sean, that's all on him. So, you know, I'm going to tell Joe, hey, we'll handle the other 18 guys, 19 guys. You tell us who the starting goalie is. You've got three of them. Take your pick. But Joe is a goalie guy. He understands it. You know, I've been around a lot of good goalies. All I tell them is stop the puck. You know, and just take your chances on the real grade A opportunities and just stop the ones you should stop. That sounds simple, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, you watch a World Cup of hockey and there's some goals going in and you know. You shake your head a little bit. So, but we'll be fine. All three can play. It's just a matter of them getting the opportunity and then running with it.
All right. Well, get your questions in at DJ@themix93.com. Those are coming up soon. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the opponent this weekend, Minnesota Duluth, a team the Huskies haven't played in a couple of years. And, again, your questions coming up real soon. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
It's game day, which means some fans are packing up the car 4 hours early, while others wait until just before kickoff. Some fans are wearing their brand new jerseys, while others are wearing the same jersey they've worn since 03, because it's tradition, and why shouldn't they? NFL fans root for their teams differently, but they drink the same beer, Bud Light. The only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them. With everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Save your bucks at Bucko's during their September to Remember sale. All 15 and 18 packs of canned beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products are only 2 for $3. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for only one thin $5 bill. All 7-Up 20-ouncers are only 90 cents. Stock up with all your favorite snacks, including jerky products. Make sure to stay warm and pick up alpaca winter clothing sold exclusively at Bucko's. And make sure to pick up your DNR and ORV license. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, where the party starts.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. It is time to talk a little bit about the Duluth Bulldogs from the NCHC. Non-conference weekend for Michigan Tech, and it's always tough when you open up a series against such a formidable opponent as Minnesota Duluth on the road nonetheless. And Coach, your thoughts on Coach Sandlin's team coming into this first game?
Well, they're a very good hockey team. Obviously, they made the NCAA tournament last year. They're picked to finish third, I believe, in the NCHC, which is arguably the best conference in college hockey. So we're going into a little bit of a hornet's nest, and pardon the cliche, but it's going to be a real good dogfight. But I like their team. I like the way they play. I wish we didn't have to play them the opening weekend like this, but Coach Sandlin and I, we go way back, and we know how important it is for each other and our schools to continue this rivalry. We had played each other, I think, every year up until last year was the first time that we hadn't played each other. So we wanted to make sure that we renew the rivalry and keep playing. And unfortunately, we wanted the home games. They wanted the home games. You know how that goes. And the only dates that work were this opening weekend. And I think it's important for us, for both of us, that we play. So maybe this isn't the best weekend to have to do it because of the importance of the games. With pairwise and everything else down the road, they're huge games. But I think, like I said, we put that aside and said, hey, let's continue this rivalry. So we'll play them there this weekend. The next year we'll play in the Icebreaker Tournament in Duluth with Union, Minnesota, Duluth, obviously, and ourselves. And then, a couple of years, then they'll come back here to Houghton. So, and we'll look to continue this rivalry. It's I enjoy playing them. I'm sure Scott, Coach Allen would say the same thing. They enjoy playing us. We play similar styles. We get after it. It's up and down. It's entertaining. It's physical, but it's clean hockey, and it's entertaining. And we're in the entertainment business, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to entertain our fans. And having said that, the ticket office does have some tickets remaining for the Duluth game, so you can call them this morning if you want to come over and watch some great hockey in a nice location, and which Duluth is, then get your tickets and come on over. It's an easy drive, and they'll be really good games. They've got a really good team. They've got a first-round draft pick on their team from this past year's draft, and Riley Tufte. I saw Riley play a few games last winter. Big kid, 6'5", 6'6", can skate, can handle the puck, can shoot it. So he played the World Junior tryouts this summer, so he's going to be a real good player for them. But they've got some good players. I mean, they've got some Dominic Toninato.
Toninato, yes.
He's I think he came in here, maybe got a hat trick against us the last time we played here. Really good player. Obviously, you got Alex Iafallo, skilled, fast, fun player to watch. Not when he's on the other team, but we'll have to watch out for him. Carson Kuhlman could be maybe their most electric player, can really skate, great speed. Those would probably be their top three players coming back up front. And then they're a little like us. They've got some guys who scored some goals, and then they've got some good returning defensemen. And they got Neil Pionk back on defense, good puck-handling defenseman. They got Carson Succi, big, strong, tough guy. Willie Raskob's a senior. So, they've got some good returning defensemen there, some good firepower up front. And like us, goaltending, they've got no games in net coming back, which is a real oddity or rarity in college hockey. And we're not far behind them. I think we've got 5 games or whatever it is. But they've got a couple real good recruits. Hunter Miska's played in the development program. He's been around. He's a good goaltender. He's played at a very high level. And Hunter Shepard. So I would think we'd probably see each one of them down there. But good team. They play the right way, and they're going to be a handful for us to play. And the one thing about them is speed. They play with pace and speed, and that's